flywheel systems, that's something that would be on the project site or something that exists at the powerhouse?
Well, that would be on site, and they run about 1.5 million.
Okay.
And the reason I know is that we were furnishing 3 brand new cranes for the anchorage dock, and you probably know the story there.
Yeah.
And so we sold 2 of them, and the third one will be going to Kodiak. And that has been an issue we've had to work out over there in Kodiak. It'll be 100-foot gauge, but that's because if we had to do it again, it would be 50.
Okay. So is the reach issue for the larger vessels, is that an issue in your operations, having to turn vessels sometimes? In Dutch Harbor?
In Dutch Harbor, some of the wider vessels, we don't turn them because that wastes too much time. But usually those vessels are big enough to where you don't need all of every half. So if a new 50-foot gauge crane was ordered, you could have it built to do 16 wide.
Okay.
And, you know, they go for about $12 million, maybe more now.
Okay, good input. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's more of the driver for the, Well, that's exactly, those are exactly the questions why we want to have this discussion to see, you know, is that demand real? Or will that demand ever come? And it is related to, you know, the Arctic and Northwest Passages that kind of happen. You know, we certainly don't know that, but, you know, the future is, you know, growth opportunities. Is that something that we want to account for now? So I guess, is there anyone that does support the 100-foot crane rail? I'm just curious. Is it pretty, it seems like there's a more support for a 50-foot crane rail. Right. Yes, definitely. Yeah, it'd definitely be lower cost to not construct the new rail in the existing UMC, and the cost to put the new to extend the 50 foot would be the same as whether it's 50 or 100, really, on the new dot.
Duke had a max class vessel go through the arc and this dock and everything, this port.
Yeah, it seems like the Corps of Engineers is looking at dredging the bar, and I've looked at it some. It's not a huge project to do that. It's a relatively small area, and it seems pretty likely to me that, I don't know if the Corps will support it, but it's not a huge project to get done. So, and that would then allow deeper draft and larger vessels here. I think that's true. Yeah.
I think the ship doesn't have to be.
But they are limited. Right. Well, that's exactly the industry input that we don't have that we want.
And they only have a limited capacity for
Okay. Just, I think we saw the slide a little bit earlier, but so the Panamax vessels, what's shown in the color, and the post-Panamax and new Panamax are the larger ones. The depending on the vessel and also the if there's dredging at the entrance channel, there's a potential need for deeper water at the dock face. So that's something that is not included in the project cost right now, but is something that might be considered in the future or related to this as a separate project. Yeah. Some sort of reel that reels up as the crane goes by and then hatches. So,
yeah, here if you, this is Mary Davis again, here if you did that, it would be flush with the dock, and that truck would travel the full length almost of the crane rails, and then it has a big rubber mat that lays over the top of it, and just like with a fishing reel, it plays in the cable in that truck, and it takes it out as you travel with the crane. The only issue I would think of would be, it would probably have to be heated.
Okay, so the trough would have to be heated so it doesn't ice up, so the cable can lay back in it and come out.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, you have in Anchorage here, it was slated to be heated.
Yeah.
In Kodiak, maybe not because it seldom freezes over there, but you would have to, and if it's going to freeze or not. If it is, it's not going to work. If you use the bus bar, that means you got to have periodic poles, the telephone poles, parallel with the back crane rail. And if somebody ever hits one of those and knocks it down, and plus they're kind of in the way. So I wouldn't recommend that.
Okay.
And then lastly, a gen set, but that's an environmental issue.
Okay, good input. Thank you. Yeah, I have seen those full of water, and I'm not sure if the drains are plugged, or I imagine there were drains, I can look into that, but I'm not sure if they're either frozen or plugged with dirt and silt from the years, probably.
Well, it would really help if you did.
Drainage and heat trace on the crane tie downs, basically, or some similar system.
But I mean, except for the very end, most of them are about, you know, 4 inches off.
So, back to the presentation, unless there's other questions, we can stop more. The phase one, which is mainly what we've been talking about, phase one was, this is getting into the phase of the project. Phase one was envisioned as the, if we want to have a new crane rail, putting a new crane rail in the existing dock position, and then in the UMC positions. And then phase two would basically be this part of the project. So it'd be separate, distinct parts of the project. And the phase two, we'll get to the construction schedule later, but phase two would be a 2-year construction schedule. Basically the dock and the sheet pile and the backfill and the fendering in the first year, and then the surfacing and utilities and remaining parts of the project. So we talked a little bit about the quarry on city property adjacent to the fuel tank farm, potentially with an office building and parking there. One of the issues with a warehouse or an office slash warehouse was considered on the dock, but due to parking issues, that was decided to not be a good idea, just because it would constrain the high value work area around the in the dock area. So that's why we kept this as just specifically a loading dock type facility. From the dock face, like this distance here?
Yes.
That's 100 feet.
There any chance you can design it?
That's not
you. You know, I mean, you put a guy there blowing 100.
Right, yeah.
They could have the empty cycle of people that are, you know,
mm-hmm.
moving their cargo.
Right.
I don't know how far you can move that warehouse.
Yeah, well, we can move it. I mean, that's what we're talking about here, is if we want that to be closer to, I think originally we had it set back because the very early parts of the project, we were looking at having this crane rail potentially extend all the way around the corner back into this area, and so we wanted it set back. But if it's more valuable to have and we could make the warehouse or cargo handling area bigger and provide more trucks, truck loading ramps by making it a little wider and extending closer to the dock face, say 50 or 75 feet, might be a good. Having it close would be a good advantage then for that type of operation. How much dock space, say, for your operations, do you need? Is it 100 feet? Or? A longer conveyor system. That's just what I was thinking, is a container, maybe a couple containers that you, you know, join together or something, that, and they're deployable, and then you can pull it back. And so 100 feet back, that's kind of what we have there now. I mean, it's a balance between, you know, those type of operations versus the palletized materials coming off. But, you know, is 100 feet more than you need? Is 75 feet good, or more is better always? Those are typically 400-foot barges, or? So we have, you know, about, you know, about 400 feet.
We available
But your key is usually right in the center of your vessel, right? Generally. So your ramp's going to be coming off right about, you know, right in the middle. But if you're a 400-foot vessel, you're not going to be able to slide up because of the dog leg and the... Yeah. Right. Yeah, to the Coast Guard dock, you're right.
We'll just put a colon around there.
Oh, the jetway thing? The jetway that you walk through? So loading the containers here, they're overweight, but then being able to stack them in the back reach so that you can direct load them. Okay. Yeah, kind of long ways. Mm-hmm. It'd probably, you know, infringe on the 100-foot setback or whatever, but you definitely could load a lot more that way. Or yeah. Mm-hmm. Being able to load off both ends of the building, I think, would be. But I guess I don't know. From an industry perspective, is that as efficient having you have to have two sets of crews and working one end of the building versus the other? A little bit on the quarry. We're gonna have to go into a lot of detail here, or unless there's comments or questions. I mentioned it's a city-owned property. Subsurface is owned by Alu Corporation. This quarry was planned to be used as part of the Coast Guard dock construction, but it was selected by the contractor to use a different material source. I think it was related to if I remember correctly, some work at the airport where they had excess fill and used material from that instead of developing this quarry. So this project could either, you know, require a contractor to use this quarry because the flat usable land is desired as part of the overall facility, or could leave it up to the contractor's option to provide a different material source if that's lower cost.
Have you looked at eagle habitat?
I haven't looked at eagle habitat as part of the quarry development yet.
When they were putting in the poster board,
Well, I was exploring the quarry out there today and hiking around there, just looking at it, and I did see eagles, but I didn't get dive bombed, luckily.
Yeah, you
so.
Didn't get attacked on
that. Yeah. So there's shallow overburden, like most of the area out here. We've done some probing back. This was part of the Coast Guard dock project, but less than 5 feet of overburden, similar to the other areas there and other quarries. If we have a building that's up close to the quarry face, we'd likely need rock bolting to make sure that's stable and doesn't fall and damage the building or people. So we talked a decent amount about utilities. For lighting, we were planning high mast lighting, similar to what's there at the UMC now. Probably two high mast lights, one here, and I think the other one, if the building goes away around in this area, we could probably move it a little bit if we need to. There's a lot of existing utilities right in here, so we'd need to avoid those, but two high mast lights is what's envisioned. The electrical service, we talked about, and we'll need input on that, whether we provide power to the crane, to the vessels, or what type of vessel and what type of voltage and amperage is needed for that. We'll definitely have a storm drain system. That'll be the configuration of that will be dependent somewhat on the crane rail so that we can drain that area properly. We'll planning to have grit chambers and oil water separators. The storm drain inlets are in the back reach, or planned something like this, which is similar to what exists in the existing UMC back reach. Water service, I don't know if there's any input on the need for water service. That anybody here have any input on that? Maybe cruise ships, probably, or maybe the ferry. Interships do? Okay. And there is existing service there too, right? So you do use that? Okay, that's good to know. Okay. Yeah. so the existing service at UMC is a little small for what the Coast Guard's, or not the Coast Guard, but the cruise ships. The sewer service would be for cruise ships mainly. I don't know if that's used by any of the other ships. I don't think the UMC, but there's not sewer service there now, I don't think. Coast Guard, yeah. Coast Guard does. Any need for sewer service? Yeah, bathrooms are being considered as part of the the warehouse or cargo handling facility. But this would be a sewer service for the vessel to pump out to and then go into the city system. Not a lot of support or need for that that I'm seeing at this time yet. Okay. Yeah, I do recall there's preferential use agreement, so yeah, that would have to be negotiated as part of whatever new facility is provided. And if there's not a lot of support for the 100-foot crane rail, it might be that we leave that one there. So it's a port of the trucks back up to it, and it's a ramp. The forklifts go up and direct load, and it's okay. Yeah, no, that's a really good option. Yeah. Okay. So we touched on fuel earlier, figured we would provide fuel from two different suppliers for competition. Any additional comment on that? In vaults, like we talked about below deck. So I touched a little bit on the project schedule, just go over that briefly. You know, we'd start with demo of the existing docks, developing the quarry, installing the new sheet pile and the backfill that would come from the quarry. The crane rails would be part of the initial, or the first year, and then fendering to get the dock serviceable. The high mast lighting would likely go into the first year construction. Then the second year we'll follow up with the utilities, whatever configuration those are determined to be. After the utilities are in, then we'll do the dock surfacing, and along with that the cargo handling facility, or if there's a cold storage building or office building in the quarry, that would be the second year also. So. As far as permitting, we have that in progress with the Army Corps of Engineers. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, NIMFS, and DEC. So those are permits that are either in progress or will be in progress if they're not yet. Mentioned the Army Corps of Engineers permit was submitted, and that's being processed now. We're part of the permitting process requires mitigation for the environmental impact that our project will have as far as covering up the part of the seafloor that's not covered up now. And we're looking for possible mitigation projects in the area where we can improve wetlands or aquatic habitat in the Dutch Harbor area. We're thinking about beach cleanup areas, or if there's derelict vessels that have washed up in areas, cleaning those up, and we're looking for input for other projects too. If those are something our project will need to do some mitigation, and so we'd like to do something that benefits the community. So if people have ideas on that, you can put them on a comment card or not yet. We're just starting on that. We actually today we're driving around looking at areas, you know, along Summers Bay Road. There's a lot of debris that's washed up there. Other similar projects have had mitigation where they clean up a certain amount of tonnage of material off the beach, and so that could certainly be a valuable one. Yeah, the spit. And we definitely would like to do something near the project and certainly in the area to benefit the community.
The funds now defunded by
I should be able to get a copy of that list.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, the EIS. Okay, yeah, we can.
That list is just in the document.
That's all that is on the beach, just past the airport. Another at the landmark. So now,
I've been in there a long time. When I got here, I've been here almost 30 years. It's kind of almost a tourist
attraction. Yeah. Don't come to that
tarboard. Yeah.
So as far as permitting, there are endangered species in the area. Mainly the ones of concern are the sea lions and sea otters that inhabit the project area and might be impacted by the construction or disturbed by the construction. So we have, we're currently consulting with NIMFS and U.S. Fish and Wildlife relating to those activities and how they might affect the species and how we might alter our construction techniques.
And you're going to have a fish fight. That Mr. Gordon may not delay all that cliffside. every time they took all the pieces of equipment, they had they're not shy about it.
As far as moving forward, there are some federal funds that are being applied for. Tiger Grant, which is a federal transportation funds that are nationally available. So that application was actually applied for last year, and the project ranked fairly high among the national projects. It wasn't selected for funding, but we received feedback, and that basically their feedback was, we need to progress the permitting along further and define the scope of the project a little bit further, and it would likely be ranked higher and more probable to get significant federal funding. So that's one thing that's in progress, and one of the reasons we're moving forward as we are to address those concerns. So we have the scope definition and public input, that's where we're here now. This summer, we're planning a site survey and bathymetry of the project. Bathymetry is the underwater topography. We'll be doing that this summer. Vessel design criteria study, so that's related, you know, to what we talked about tonight, and also related to the container cranes. What vessels do we see coming? What do we need to design for as far as, you know, vessel size, tonnage, width, fendering, and that's related to the container crane as well, possibly. Planning to design for, you know, container traffic, state ferry, barges. I mentioned the possible need for increased water depth at the UMC positions. That's something we're considering. It's not part of the project now, but we would design the project to be able to be dredged if it needed to be for it to provide. And determining the utilities, we've had a lot of good discussion about that, and we'll be updating our plans to include those comments, and continuing the permitting process, and then ultimately progressing the design. Right now we're moving forward from about the 10% completion, kind of the overall scope of the project. We're moving towards the 35% design completion, so we'll be refining the scope and the design calculations, and that'll ultimately come to a more refined cost estimate that reflects the planned project scope. Yes, good question. The Corps of Engineer permits last for 5 years. So, if things go well, we'll have our permit this year. So then we'd have to start the project within 5 years. You can renew the permit, which is a relatively simple process. It can reopen the project to other agency review. Like if there's new endangered species or something, you might have to address that. But as long as you renew it before it expires, it can be renewed. And the federal funds, if we're successful with the Tiger Grant, that has restrictions for the funding that need to be, construction funding would need to be obligated in 2017, and the construction has to be complete by 2022. That's if we were successful this year. So if we're not successful this year, we'll likely apply again. Yeah, that's a good point that we, Yeah, I think that's probably to address that, you'd probably have to address the entire UMC area and have secure fences and gates that would, you know, open and close and. Investigated, I don't know if it's part of this project, but overall it's definitely a good consideration. Other general questions or go back to any other slides? Yeah, especially if you're not working the whole vessel and part of it could overhang, that makes sense. Might not be part of this project, but definitely for future.
Yes, I don't know how big the one in the same project.
There, do you see a lot of benefit in extending them? What we're planning in position four? There, or do you see that as a not as that you can handle with the vessels you have, that you the parts of the vessels that you work just with the existing length? And for, I think, future, we don't know exactly what's going to happen. And
Well, the idea is to get rid of that concrete and a good structure.
Right, yeah, that's because they're pretty low capacity. They're not very usable. I mean, they're good for fueling, certainly, but as far as. Right. Yeah.
Even system four right now, I mean, you can't even bring it.
Yeah, so that's really the driver for the project, is to replace those existing docks that don't really meet. Yeah, yeah, going to the south, it certainly has a lot of validity, but it's a different project.
In other words, that substandard dock area.
Make more space and bring more.
Other comments or discussion, or if you think of them later or are shy, you can write them down on the comment cards, or there's on the comment cards is email address, some business cards back there. Oh, yeah, good idea.
You want some surveys too?
It is in the phone, yeah.
I was
yeah.
going to take pictures of them.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I'll get my phone if you want to get that. Okay, it's not locked.